Lane stood in the doorway, eclipsing the hallway light. "Are you settled in okay?" she asked, leaning against the doorframe. Mel pulled the faded quilt up higher to rest under her chin. She felt as though the chill would never subside, despite the balmy night air. Yes, everything's fine, thank you," she murmured back. Lane stepped into the room and approached the edge of the bed with slow, small steps. She held her hands out in front of her, as if she were trying to calm a cornered puppy. "May I sit down?" Mel felt weary to her very bones, but she feared she'd never find sleep again. "You are safe here, Mel. He has no idea that you have come here and wouldn't even think to look here." Lane lightly rested her hand on Mel's quilt-covered arm. "Besides, Joe is right downstairs on the couch, sleeping with his bat right next to him on the floor. Should anything try to come into the house and up those stairs, they will have to defend themselves against the greatest home run hitter the county's ever seen." Mel smiled slightly at Lane's warm, soothing words. She was right. Mike wasn't going to come for her here. She was safe. For tonight. "Now, do you need anything before I turn in for the night?" Lane inquired. "No, thank you." Mel hated how small her voice sounded. It was another thing that bastard had taken from her. Lane stood up and walked towards the hallway. Even in the dim light of the room, Mel could see the light from the hallway bouncing off the graying strands in Lane's hair. When had her aunt gotten so old? If only she'd been around more often in the last 5 years. She might have been there for her aunt when Richard died. If only she had stood up for herself and fought back. They might have been more to each other than cordial relations. If she hadn't seen Mike shoot the man in the diner, she wouldn't be here now. She supposed that there was a silver lining to every gray cloud, no matter how small the lining and how large the cloud.